both of them.
Just the track. Passengers for track 11. Passengers for track 11, please proceed to the platform. The platform. Tonight we're going to take the Bonoboville. Okay. Are we on Reddit 2 now? Hi, Reddit. How you doing? For all you guys, all you people from Reddit, Pennsylvania, I'm also from there. And I just want to say hi to all my high school friends and stuff. You probably remember me. Yeah. How could you forget me? Hello, Facebook. And you are listening to FDR Radio. FDR Radio stands for justice. That's right. And redistribution of the wealth. And it's FDR, fuck the rich. Ba-doop-a-doop. Okay. And tonight we're going to talk about whatever comes to mind. And whatever is happening out there in the madness of the world. And I'm surrounded by people here. And I'm having introduction interruptus. There are hordes of people around my table. Oops, what happened here? Okay, there we go. Okay, hi Facebook. Hi Mariah. Mariah's right across the table from me.
Hello.
Hi Abraham.
Hey.
Abraham's over here. He's our head of technology.
Yeah.
A little technology here and there. And of course, my beautiful, luscious little package, Dr. Susie. Hi, Dr. Susie.
I think a little package is just a few degrees left of a little item.
Oh, the little item.
And you know who called me that.
We know who called you that. Rush Dead Limbaugh. Mm. Rush Dead Limbaugh. Right?
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Rest in peace, you asshole.
Pish.
Excuse me. Pish. Pish. Speaking of pish.
Anyway. Good evening, yes. Captain Max.
Good evening. Tonight we planned nothing, but we wanted to, you know.
The best laid plans may not get you laid the way that you planned, so we might as well plan nothing.
You like that one, huh? And that good one, right? The best laid plans may not get you laid as... Right.
You know that.
I know that one.
You know those words.
Okay, so...
here we are on track 11.
Track 11.
Riding that train.
Right.
High on... what are we high on?
Life.
Yeah.
Life.
That's
life.
Right. Life. Now, you might think we're high on something else because I was just released from Facebook jail, right? Hello, Facebook friends, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. I have been released. Amen and a women. And I have mixed feelings about that because I kind of enjoyed my little vacation from Facebook, actually. But it is really unfair censorship to have put me in that prison because, I mean, it was based on a post from 2009, right? And it had no pictures. Anyway, I was in Facebook jail, which really is the opposite of jail because you're not really anywhere. You're just not allowed on Facebook. It's more like banishment. Well, you're actually allowed. You're just not allowed to say anything. Your voice
it's called
is silence.
Intellectual cleansing.
Mm. I was cleansed.
You were cleansed.
I've been through the poison soap shower of Facebook. Not really, because actually, as soon as I got back on Facebook, what happens on my profile page, but a lovely photo of me gets plopped on there smoking a very elaborate sort of bong.
Double bubbler.
Is that what it is, Mariah? Thank
double
you
bubbler.
For the specific name.
You see this?
Uh-huh. This. A double bubbler.
This is a stick
yeah.
From the garden. Mm. The garden of sticks.
And I must say, I am with a beautiful blonde angel.
Oh, thank you.
She actually
has a...
We are sucking on that doubler
bubbler. Who is that? Who is that?
That is... okay, so...
I don't want to use any words that could
right.
Have to make me...
I have to get back
resign. From my position.
I think she has a different name.
A different name.
Well, you know, she's probably got an erotic name of some sort. But her name here is Morgan Perry. That might be her performance name, too. I'm not sure, but she's beautiful and she's an angel. And we're smoking that double bubbler. Mm-hmm. Making it bubble, baby.
Did I?
Yeah, and I'm fresh out of Facebook jail, and it looks like I'm violating my probation already, and I'm sorry,
right.
I'm sorry. But actually, you never know what you're going to get hit on, well, or who's going to hit on you, but I'd rather somebody hit on me than get hit by a Facebook dumbbot drone. Which is what I got hit by, because otherwise, why would I have been banished for something from 2009? The drones are after us, that's clear. And censorship is on the rise.
Yes.
And I feel that it is much more dangerous than cancel culture, which everybody's decrying. I'm all for cancel culture. You know, I disagree with it like 60% of the time. But hey, it's the people, you know. This show is called Fuck the Rich, and cancel culture is the voice of the people saying, we don't like this. Now, censorship is big tech punching down from above, and I don't like that.
Can I ask you a question that Mario Cuomo might have asked you?
Mario Cuomo?
Yeah. Have you ever had sex with an older man?
Yeah, you.
Okay, you. No more governor.
Well, is that cancel culture? I don't know. He hasn't
no,
left.
You know what? I saw him, and I really kind of identified with him.
Aww.
Because I realized that every man in this room is a criminal if they come from those times. Because he says, I had no idea. I was just, and that's the way it was, you know. So, anyway.
Yeah. Well, I don't
you
know.
You didn't answer me. Do you like older men?
I do, and...
And do you think that because I asked that, I'm trying to get into your pants or panties?
I think he's trying to get into any pants he can, or he was. Now he probably doesn't want to even get into the most beautiful panties in the world. He's
us bonobo males are much more select.
Uh-huh.
We don't want to get into everybody's panties. Okay, not everybody's.
So okay, so just I'm not sure what you're trying to say about the whole Cuomo thing.
Nothing. He has
Cuomo.
He has to step down. He should not be.
No, I just had to say it like that because Cuomo.
Well, I think we have to see. There's a lot of politicians that don't step down, and a lot that do. I don't even know if it has anything to do. With their guilt or innocence.
You know,
it has to do with a certain,
you know,
je ne sais quoi, a number of different circumstances. It's all
right,
very complicated.
Right.
And it
he set her up for this. He was nice to her for 1 year.
Who?
And then he popped the question.
Have you ever been with an older man?
Okay.
And she says, he was priming me for this. Step down, Cole.
Yeah, you think he should step down?
No, I don't. Of course
not. You don't? Okay. Absolutely. I don't know. I can't tell.
Because we're all criminals. And all, every man in this room, I can assure you of this.
What about the women?
Okay, so if Dr. Tony Grant was alive today and on the air and a big personality, and she grabbed my balls while I was serving her at the table.
Which you told me that she did, and, yeah. And you were quite offended by that.
I was kind of offended, but it was kind of cute.
Yeah, you didn't like it too much. You mentioned it to me several times.
Yeah, I only mention it because I'm not damaged, actually, by it.
Well, she didn't grab you that hard. No damage.
Well, some people might like that.
Yeah.
To be grabbed much harder. Anyway, yeah, it's all a kind of a strange...
You know, I have other reasons that I don't like Governor Cuomo. And I was kind of seduced for a minute there by the Brothers Act when Trump's press conferences were so ridiculous and he was advising people to snort bleach. The Cuomo brothers seemed to provide a little bit of sanity, levity, something. But he's a very right-wing Democrat for my taste. And to me, the scandal about the nursing homes is more concerning. But I do want to say that all the governors have done terrible things.
Okay.
And the president and a lot of politicians. And it's been a rough year. No excuse, but it has. It has. I mean, all these governors, a lot of them are being asked to step down. I didn't know you were going to bring this up either.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to surprise you, but
it's kind of a surprise.
Reading and
because this is kind of a gray area for me.
And who else got hit the other day? Some other guy. And when I look at them, I say,
I know it's kind of black and white for you. You no, always identify with the guy because
I don't.
Guy-like.
That's not true.
Because you're a guy. You're a hot guy.
That's not true.
I love you.
I'm speechless.
Yeah.
Speechless.
So it's a complex sort of scenario, and it's not right when people in power try to make sexual overtures to their employees.
Hey, would you ever have to resign because of something you did?
Put him on the spot, why don't you?
Resign from where?
From the head of company that you built and you know promoted.
I don't know.
I'm going to stay out of this.
And then,
tell me when we.
And then, you know, and then
get
you,
to the next platform.
Then you asked the really wrong question.
I sent somebody.
No, you did that, right? You sent somebody something that they really didn't want.
These questions are all very good, important questions to be asking. And one thing that seems clear is that people are not as ready to jump to conclusions. Some people are, but more people aren't. And I just think about Al Franken, who quit after a couple of accusations.
And which he should have never quit.
Well, I miss him. I do. He quit. He wanted to.
Yeah,
he felt pressured
by the mob,
and that's the mob on Twitter, as well as the mob in the Senate, because he was spoken to
on the left and on
by
the right.
All kinds fellow Democrats. He backed down.
But,
he
you know,
caved,
even,
you
even
could say.
Even in the smallest village, we know that the head of police is a drug dealer, but he's still head of the police.
That doesn't make it right that he's a drug dealer. In fact, that makes it all the more wrong. He shouldn't be a drug dealer if drugs are illegal,
I guess
or even if they're legal.
I guess we're in America. Everything's black and white.
No, everything
There's
is...
There's a lot of shades of gray, I think, too. We have to learn, especially without knowing all the information. It's like we're left in gray.
I don't know.
They're pharmaceutical drugs.
No, I guess what I'm trying to get across here that I identify...
What are you trying to get across, Captain Max?
I identify with this man.
Of course, partly that, because he is a man.
Could you let me finish?
I'm just pointing out something.
That would be nice. Yeah. So the reason I identify with him is because I grew up in that era.
Sure.
We're the same buds.
That doesn't make it right.
I'm not saying that it makes it right.
Just that you identify with it. But I think the culture just around, you know, hitting on women has, or on men too, is changing, you know? Well, so that's the core point.
Of course, yeah, it's changing, right. But you there is a statute of limitations in the law. And these are just accusations with no trial, no nothing.
Yeah, that's right. Cancel culture. It's the court of public opinion. And you know what? Like I said, I disagree with
Actually,
it about
60%
of the time.
That's not funny to me because I've been in prison.
Well, we're
so
not talking about prison.
Cancel culture stuff.
No.
This cancel culture.
It's
where you,
not the same
minute, cancel,
as being in real prison.
This cancel culture thing where you eliminate someone. You might as well be backwoods hunter. I'm going to cancel
It's not the
him.
Same as real prison.
No. What's not the same as real prison?
The cancel
culture. Cancel culture.
The cancel culture.
Censorship is not even the same as real prison, but it's somewhere between cancel culture and real prison.
A lot of people.
The U.S. tops any other country in the world for its number of prisoners, over 2,300,000 prisoners in prison.
And we want to
Do you know how many prisoners China has?
How many?
200,000. And China has 1.4 billion people, while the U.S. has 330 million. So I can get very black and white about prisons being just over the top.
So we
want
to put more people in prison.
No, cancel culture doesn't put people in prison.
No, it commits.
Calm down.
It creates a feeling.
Cancel culture is just the voice of the people against the celebrities, the politicians.
Excuse me, doctor.
The captains.
May I have a
the doctors
a word in edgewise here?
Maybe a word.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe three. Go ahead.
Well, that wasn't very nice, you know. So.
We have some commenters on Reddit. We have Dickface McGee says, very true. U.S. has so many prisoners. It is shameful. That's on Reddit.
Dickface McGee.
She said it with a straight face. Like,
wow. That's a good one.
We also have a request. Someone wanted us to drink a tonic and tank and drink it. Oh, that's the... rum, I think. But yeah, and then we have
we
a couple
that.
Hellos.
We probably have them.
What are we at? Actually,
I don't volunteer.
We're broadcasting from the bar.
Looks like someone says, looks like you're smoking good shit when you put your joint up to the camera. So
that's
true.
Yeah,
it's good stuff. Here, you want a hit? Have a hit. Here.
No, put it up where the camera's at the very top.
Here you go.
All right, okay. So that's just a couple comments.
Not as good
Reddit.
As what I was smoking in that double bubbler.
bubbler.
But that's partly because of who I was smoking it with.
Check out the photo at Dr. Susan Block's Facebook page, Redditors who want to see it. I see some requests to see the photo. Go ahead and check it out on Facebook.
And speaking of checking out sexy stuff, after this live broadcast, in keeping with the St. Paddy's season, we are going to be showing a squirting St. Paddy's Eve with Dumais, among other luminaries. And no, we are not showing that on Facebook or YouTube or anywhere. I mean, the screaming from the orgasms alone at this point I think would get us censored. So you got to watch that at drsusanblock.com/live. If you like female ejaculation, if you like to make it rain, and I'm not talking golden showers, okay? Nothing wrong with a little, you know, water of life. But this is holy water, brothers and sisters. This is female ejaculate, which has a little bit of urine in it, maybe 0.5%. But most of it is water and also female prostatic fluid. This video is just amazing. I mean, it's a lucky charm because Dume is squirting. I also squirt in this video, okay? I actually do. I have a little squirt, maybe two squirts. Dume squirts about 15 times. And this other gal, Vicky, she squirts another 12 times. Vicky Vixen, who is no longer an erotic performer. Yeah, she's almost as amazing as Dume.
Yeah, on one site she has over 1 million hits.
Wow.
Yeah, for that.
Are you talking about Dume or Vicky?
Dume,
yes.
If you put in, if you go to, do this right now, okay? Go to the internet and put in 30, how many squirts? 30.
Okay, that is a different show. That was the first show.
I'm talking about Dume and squirting.
Right, and me, right.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And that's called 29 squirts, 28 squirts?
Okay, so anywhere between, just like your bank.
27?
Between so many and so many, put in how many squirts you want. So then you'll automatically come up with Dume.
I think that they call it 27 squirts, but 27? We counted it and realized it was really 29.
Can someone out there do that for me and see if you actually, tell me if you can see her squirt, because that would be cool.
Yeah.
And in that one, that was a spring show. It was, I think, a couple years before Squirting St. Patty's Eve. That was called Spring Showers, you know? And that was all about Dume squirting. I mean, it did have some other hotties in it, but.
All right, so it's called 27.
27, right. Okay, 27 so squirts.
27 squirts. Put that into Google. 27 squirts.
Right. Abe already did.
It just shows up as a MILF squirts 27 times.
MILF, you know. Dume. We're talking Dume.
That's Dume. That's
Dume. Her name is difficult to spell,
X-Videos,
though.
And basically, yeah, Dume squirts 27 times. Believe it or not.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She is.
Actually, the two of them are awesome.
And she gets turned on by kissing.
Right.
By me French kissing her.
And then squirting.
And then she squirts. It does take some fingering, some G-spot stimulation, as well as clit padding, like spanking, very light clit spanking.
Can I just interject something?
Go right ahead.
Because Michael Carlos.
Carlos. Hi, Michael.
Yeah. It's almost like careless.
Well, former Democratic Senator Franklin of Minnesota told the New Yorker in a Monday interview that he totally regrets resigning.
Who regrets resigning?
Mr. Al Franken.
Oh, Al Franken, yeah.
In a new interview on Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought that was tragic.
Uh-huh.
I think, I don't know. Anyway.
Abe, can you come over here? Because I cannot see comments. It says I can't comment.
I hope you weren't already banned.
I don't know if I've already been banned again, Your Honor.
You might already be in
I don't know what I'm sorry for, but it was not me. So, okay.
They release you and then they grab you again. You know that. You know that story, right? They grab you the first time, then they release you, then they grab
and
you
release.
Again, and it's a grab and release.
Excuse me, but that sounds like sexual harassment.
And it's destructive, and it's inhumane, and
some of the
really
worst sexual harassers
fucked up.
Are definitely police.
Some of police.
Yes. Police. I was just seeing a story about that, about a police officer that harassed this young lady, 14 years old or something like that, for years, and threatened her and took pictures of her, video. And
how about the guy that mazed the 9-year-old?
Yes. Now that's harassment, yeah, too. Yeah. Worse, of course, than harassment.
And then there was another one. What was that one? Terrible. This woman with her kid, and they jump her, and they like she's some kind of...
So I do warrant, so to speak, that there is a matter of degree in this regard, and that putting your hand on a woman's bare back during a wedding is certainly nowhere as bad at all as macing a 9-year-old for any reason. Whatever the 9-year-old is doing, you can restrain that 9-year-old without macing her face. And the 9-year-old, I believe, was already restrained when they did that. They just wanted her to, like, pipe down.
Oh, my God.
Because she was screaming. And I think she was screaming, I'm a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that. Maybe I'm mixing them up,
no,
because there's been cases like this.
Yeah, that happened. No. I think I heard about
that. Different ones.
There was another one today with her kid. And they take her down, and the kid is screaming, and they pull her away from the mother for suspicion of shoplifting.
Wow.
Forget it, you're guilty, you're on the ground.
I do want to say that we're going to talk about some fun stuff later. I feel like I have to be the fun stuff person. We're going to talk about Rudy Giuliani's daughter.
Hot
Carolyn time. Rose Giuliani being polyamorous.
Poly Giuliani.
Or you could say pansexual. Or she could also
pansexual.
Call it ethical non-monogamy. She calls it all the different things.
Nice.
So I don't know. We could keep talking about bad stuff. But I kind of think this is a feel-good subject to me. I know some people might not think so. They might think that she's on the road to hell, or they might just laugh at her or slut shame her. But I want to give her props, you know.
Yep, me too. Here, here.
Carolyn Rose Giuliani.
Yeah,
so
I'm with you, baby.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to talk about her in a little while. We're talking now about what? Oh, police brutality. Yeah,
okay.
That's the bad thing.
Yeah.
And the reason these two subjects have a lot in common is because we follow the Bonobo Way, or try to, here on FDR. That's the full name of the show, is FDR, which is short for Franklin Delano Roosevelt, our 32nd president, who had his faults but was better than most. And also it's short for Fuck the Rich.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, fuck the rich.
You could eat them, you could tax them, you know.
You can eat them? It depends. There's some I wouldn't eat.
And then the subtitle is The Bonobo Way, okay? So, yeah. So the bonobos are the make love, not war chimpanzees who swing through the trees as well as with each other. And so we're anti-war and we're pro-sex. And actually, we were anti-war and pro-sex before we found out about bonobos. We just sort of fell in love with bonobos because they're that too. It all kind of works out in Bonoboville. And by Bonoboville, I mean this place where we are, as well as, you know, where the bonobos are out in the jungle, as well as where they are in the zoo. And I want to give a shout out to my friends, the bonobos at the San Diego Zoo. I have mixed feelings about zoos because they're prisons. You know, we're talking about prisons. But at the same time, I have friends there that are bonobos, and this is where I can see bonobos. So I value the San Diego Zoo. And as far as zoos go, it is one of the best. And they just vaccinated the bonobos there. Bonobos are very similar to human. They're over 98% genetically similar to us. So they have a vaccine that's pretty similar to ours. And so hopefully that means they won't get COVID, because the gorillas did. And it's very scary to think of these endangered species as, you know, a whole bunch of them contracting COVID and dying. So, you know, I hope the gorillas are going to be okay, and the bonobos, and I hope we can keep them going, because they give us hope for a world without war, a world that honors sexuality, consensual sexuality. We're going to talk about Rudy Giuliani's hot daughter soon. I mean, I don't think I'm slut shaming her by calling her hot.
No,
she's sexy.
Yeah.
She's got to appreciate that.
You might have to resign in 40 years.
Yeah.
For what you said.
I know. That's the thing. That's why it is a gray area. The whole thing, putting your hand on the back of somebody at a party, giving someone what you think is a compliment they're offended.
I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
No, I don't pull out my penis. I don't put my hands where they don't belong.
I pull out your penis.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I don't.
I love to.
I know. Okay.
Something a little bad I want to bring up. A lot bad, actually. I don't want to talk about it long. It's not sexy. But I got to say that Bonoboville is in an area that is got a low level of COVID. And one of the reasons we have a low level of COVID is because it's an area populated by a lot of Asians. And one thing that has really driven me crazy the past, I don't know, I guess since this corona apocalypse started, is the violence, the hate crimes against various people of Asia, you know, since we had the former resident used to call COVID-19 the Kung Flu. So clever. Dr. Seuss has been canceled for a lot less. And I have mixed feelings about that, the whole cancellation of Dr. Seuss. But
canceled.
That's fine with me. Hey, you know what?
These
are the people that run the Dr. Seuss books. If they want to cancel a few books, he's got tons of them. Let them. They'll bring them back another time.
I have no problem with that.
All right.
Yeah.
Some of the pictures are a little.
The problem is the cancellation of words.
The problem is censorship.
Yeah, that's right. That's the end of words. That's canceling words. That's what that is.
Canceling is really what the people do, and they have no power except to make a lot of noise.
Censorship is
what big tech does.
Unless you're making $20 billion a year on your brand, and then you die. And so what?
I'm not sure where to go with that.
Speaking about censorship.
Turn this way.
Anyway, I was trying to say we've got to, you know, we. I mean, I just want to put word out there to keep your eyes and your heart open to just this hate crime against Asians. People.
Yes.
It's terrible. What we really need to do here in Western countries, America, Europe, is, I think, learn from Asian countries how to handle pandemics, because they seem to be doing better at it than we are. And they didn't invent it. In fact, just because it came up in their country and rumors are it's come up in different countries.
What's come up?
COVID-19.
Oh, COVID-19. Yeah, okay.
Yes, of course. The common wisdom is that it came up in China. And immediately when it came up, they acted against it and they warned people about it. So there was nothing sinister. I mean, I'm not going to say there was nothing, because I don't know. But it doesn't appear that there was. The sinister thing is attacking various people.
I think it's called
Asian
racism.
Descent. Exactly.
On a government level?
Yes. At least it's not being practiced, I guess, by our government anymore, except when Biden says he's going to be tough on China, whatever that means.
China, there's nothing that we don't do.
Okay. Well, one thing they don't bomb everybody.
Yeah, well, that's one thing. I mean, they've killed a few people, but all of them have killed a few people. The issue is, okay, that's there. Is there any good done? Has any good been done? Yeah, millions of people pulled out of poverty.
In
a capitalist world, the communist versus the capitalist, and look what's going on. It's tilting.
Yes.
You know, I don't see anybody in China running away or, you know, trying to leave, except the people in Hong Kong because they're all British. So,
yeah, you know, it's another one of those complex areas. Human beings. Bonobos are less complex. We always have to consider our complexities and our humanity when making any decisions about each other, which is why I'm against censorship. So, censorship is something that's punching down from on high by the rich, whereas cancel culture is something that comes up from the masses and may or may not go anywhere, you know. And sometimes it's just a joke when people say cancel this or that, you know. Sometimes they'll say cancel their favorite people like Taylor Swift. And then the next thing is Taylor Swift is God, you know. So it does go back and forth. The people are fickle.
It just doesn't sound very human to get canceled.
People. Yeah, well.
And you got to be careful for the people, especially mobs of people.
Yeah, you got to be careful, especially in the corona apocalypse.
Trial by press is...
They're infectious.
Trial by press is a painful fight.
Free Julian Assange. He's still in prison, and he's in a real prison, not just censorship, although he is being censored, and not just cancel culture, although, well, you know, I don't think enough people understand how important it is to support... Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, because they are journalists that expose the worst excesses of the empire, the war crimes. And that's why they want to close them down. And you may not be exposing people for war crimes, but when something like that is censored, then you're next. Believe me, I've been next. Yeah, I'm censored for all kinds of crazy stuff. So
some we don't even understand or know about because they don't tell us.
Why?
No, they don't usually say why. They hardly ever say why.
Well, they used to in the old days. Yeah. You have five fingers in there. That is fist fucking. That's
right.
Illegal.
That the five fingers. Four, well, that's clear.
Four is okay.
Four
that's
is
good.
Okay.
We're doing good.
I'm into it.
Just don't put that thumb in there.
Right.
Okay. So, and you know something? I also remember as a little boy that came to this country as an immigrant, an Italian little boy, that in the 50s, like the communists, we also had what was called the Yellow Scare.
Yeah. Well, that was racist.
That was the Yellow Scare. The Yellow Scare was this anti-communist kind of thing that there were some yellow people, literally,
right,
coming to America.
Mostly they meant Chinese,
yeah,
though.
Absolutely.
They also had the Russians are coming, but that was a whole different scale.
And it wasn't the Rockefeller, it was one of those guys that said, no, they got it all wrong. The Chinese are coming in at LAX.
Yeah, sure. And here we are, and we live amongst them, and we are happy to do so because areas all around us have a lot more COVID than this area, which I'm not going to name because I don't want any of you hate crimers out there coming here. Some of you know where
they are. Where are they coming
from? I don't know. They better not.
They better not come here.
Yeah.
I'll uncork my bottle of whiskey on them. All right. I got that by my bed. You don't need a gun. You just need a whiskey bottle. If somebody comes into your bedroom.
Just not a plastic whiskey bottle.
No, not a plastic one. That's not good. Because it could bounce off and ricochet on you. And then, you know, you'd be fucked, man. You're sitting there with a vodka bottle that hits you in the head and an intruder.
So Michael, I see, is asking for a link to our video. I'm not sure which video
I thought I sent it.
Is he talking about the squirting St. Patty's Eve video?
Ask him. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I
guess I would think that would be something he would want. And you can see that tonight at drsusanblock.com/live. Now, I have spelled St. Patty all different ways in my life, and this particular one I spelled with T's. So, sue me.
Well, okay. And somebody was, is it Paddy's or is it Patty's?
You know.
What is it?
I think that St. Paddy, P-A-D-D-Y, is a right. little bit more authentic in terms of Irish eyes smiling upon you for your spelling.
Like pad, like iPad.
Paddy.
Paddy.
Right. Like is anybody paddy. Irish here?
I'm not Irish, but I see that MBH 1975 also spelled it St. Paddy's, Paddy, double
yes,
D.
Right.
Squirting St. Paddy's Day. I didn't know leprechaun squirted, he said.
Yes.
Oh.
Reddit,
well, so. In this particular squirting St. Paddy's, I have to tell you, and I don't know if I'm going to offend people and get canceled on account of this, but it's P-A-T-T-Y.
You don't have to worry about it for 20 years to get canceled.
So I added the Dume 27 squirts. I added it in the Facebook chat.
Oh, you did.
So if you scroll down, that guy that was asking for that video, I put it in there.
Oh, that one. Okay, yeah. See, Dume has squirted on the Dr. Susan Block show, like, 8 different shows she has squirted, and each time,
cheers,
several times. I guess the 27, which was really 29, that was the most. Although St. Patty was pretty wet.
Woo.
Ooh, yeah.
I that's actually an episode I haven't seen yet, so I'm super excited to see it tonight. It's other people tune in too.
This is very nice.
It's a very nice. It's very wild. Nice. We are screaming. I am squirting. Yes, they insisted.
No wonder.
Sometimes I hang back in some of these shows and I let my guests perform. But, you know, I felt
there's no room on the bed.
Drafted. This was when we had that big, big bed.
Dr. Susie.
It was on Olympic, downtown LA. It was one of our biggest places.
Casey says.
Casey.
Says.
Hey, Casey. Casey's at the
Casey
bat.
Was there.
Yeah, Casey was there.
Yeah.
You remember Casey, the downtown, beautiful, big bed. It was so big, Casey would sometimes jump on the bed with the camera.
Yeah. Right.
Filming right. in the bed.
Yeah, he was one of the.
While people were having sex and other people were having a discussion.
No, listen, we don't agree on a lot of stuff, but you're really good with that camera.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 9 times out of 10, he was barefoot. So
right.
Yes. Ready to leap.
He always reminded me of a bonobo jumping around with a camera.
Absolutely.
He would jump from the floor onto the bed with the camera. It was like, wow.
Yeah.
Gosh, I wish I could have been around those times. I really want everyone to get vaccinated so we can get back to that.
Trying to remember when we were in Inglewood, I know he shot the dining table sex.
That was your anniversary.
Now, did he jump on top of the dining table?
No, he didn't do that. No,
but that's pretty hot. And it's all available on drsusanblock.com. TV, all of it, all the wild stuff.
That's our
that we're not
series.
Doing in the Corona apocalypse.
A film by us.
My God, we were just slobbering and squirting all over each other in those days. Oh, wet, baby. Yeah, wet on wet. So, speaking of orgies, right?
Yes,
do you want to talk about Rudy Giuliani's daughter?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yes, let's talk about
absolutely.
Her.
Yeah, I think we're winding into the second
half. Be careful
of the
what
show.
You say.
Yeah.
The bots are listening.
I guess so.
The
you
bots,
know,
they don't
here's
like
the thing is even when I am careful and when I think I'm being totally politically correct, I get censored. You know, the show that I did about the riots.
Yeah.
That was very law-abiding. That was censored by YouTube. And they defamed me and libeled me by saying that I am guilty of bullying and harassment. Because I guess I'm making fun of the Trump fetishizing maggots that stormed the Capitol. Let's move on to the delicate subject of Rudy Giuliani's beautiful, sexy, polyamorous, or perhaps we could say pansexual, and even more specifically, the ethical non-monogamist, Caroline Rose Giuliani.
Wow.
What?
I was just listening.
Yeah.
Sounded interesting.
Does it?
Yeah, she sounds
interesting, right?
Yeah, what happened to her?
You wouldn't think. Well, she...
This is a nice Italian family now.
This is Rudy Giuliani's family. Yeah. And she is the daughter of Donna Hanover. That's her mom. Donna Hanover was Rudy's second wife. Rudy's had three.
Three.
And three is not the charm because I don't think any of them worked out. But he had two kids with Donna Hanover, who was a journalist, actress, and actually was in the Vagina Monologues, I think, with Eve Ensler. And so, you know, this is an interesting pedigree, so to speak, that Caroline Rose Giuliani comes from. And let's not forget, too, that Rudy, although he's usually defending the most conservative, Trump-loving ideas, if you want to call them ideas, he's also cross-dressed. I mean, did you ever see Rudy in drag on this Trump?
He's I don't want to say anything bad about him because I'm Italian, so he's Italian also, so I can say whatever I want because I'm Italian.
He's a family. All right. He's a family, that's
right. All right, family. You got that?
Although I kind of think he's Sicilian, I don't know.
Yeah, still he's Italian.
Yeah,
They tried to break away a lot, and my great aunts and uncles had to go there and have a war with him. Anyway, yes.
All right. So we'll get back to Rudy.
Rudy.
I'm sure.
Rudy.
Right. But right now, I want to talk about his daughter, Caroline Rose Giuliani, who wrote an article about being a unicorn. Now, y'all know what a unicorn is. I mean, aside from a fantasy beast with a horn on its head.
Yes.
It's a horny dog. What is it?
It's usually a pretty horny person, but usually would be female. Okay, Mariah.
I've been a unicorn before.
You
in
have
my
been
20s,
a unicorn.
I was a unicorn, yeah.
Right. When you're a woman.
You've been a unicorn?
Absolutely.
Oh,
time of my life.
Has sex with a couple. A woman
I didn't
who
ask
has sex
you anything,
with a couple.
Right? I didn't.
And many couples are looking for unicorns. There's usually not enough unicorns to go around for all the couples that want
a unicorn. We were in high demand then.
Okay. Right.
We're in high demand now.
That is way too hip for me. What does that all mean?
Well, you know about a couple that might want a...
What is this unicorn going to do with that?
Well, I think... okay, so you're right away thinking about the phallic part. So you already identify with the dick right here.
Well, because...
Okay, I got it.
You don't have one. I do.
Sometimes the woman would wear a strap-on and do a little pegging. It's true.
My personal parts are very concerned.
Yes.
With that kind of situation, when they see a large unicorn.
Right. It doesn't have to be the case. It doesn't have to. Don't you worry. You can just relax your sphincter muscle and cool out, okay?
Is everybody still with us here? I mean...
on Reddit, everybody's still on Reddit.
Yeah, everybody's doing good.
Facebook and Instagram. Yeah, thanks, everyone, for joining us.
Yes, it's really fun, and you can join us anytime you want, if you know how to use your phone, of course, because you can't watch and call and, you know, so, but if you actually have a landline, you could call on that.
And the number is?
Yeah, wouldn't that be cool?
626-461-5950.
Call us.
Call us.
Call me.
Ask us anything.
Call me. So, moving right along, you want to hear more about Caroline Rose Giuliani?
I want to hear more about
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. So, a unicorn is usually a woman, I think. Maybe the definition has expanded, but she joins a couple, maybe with a strap on, maybe not. I think the whole idea is that a unicorn is rare.
Okay.
And it is rare to find a woman that wants to join a couple like this. But maybe more.
So a unicorn is a woman with a corn, with a horn, right?
Not a corn cob.
Just a hard to find
woman.
Not Governor Mike Huckabee, who probably sticks corn cobs up his butt because that's what he recommended doing when the corona apocalypse started.
Isn't that what I said before?
Let's all talk at once.
Yes. Okay, everybody quiet.
Corn cob up your butt.
I'm sorry you have to look at me, but they don't want to be seen on camera, so here I am.
Okay. Everyone's very excited about this subject of unicorns and couples.
I would be too.
Very
if I saw
excited
a woman
here
in
Bonoboville.
Sex is exciting, which is why it shouldn't be censored.
I think we're all.
I don't think unicorns should be censored at all.
Restricted in the corona apocalypse.
I just sit
here, Dr. Susie.
I remember unicorns when I was a little kid. They were candy-like things.
Yes, well,
right?
I think that's how some of these couples
You guys are talking about sex.
Yes.
So this big unicorn comes in.
Can be a candy-like thing for people.
Oh, boy.
That's why it's very important to remember that your unicorn
Hope you're
is
all greased up, everybody.
A real human being.
Yes.
Ready
not
to go.
Just a candy-like thing. And not something scary. I mean, obviously, Max, you wouldn't want to go in this area, although...
No, I mean, I wouldn't mind going in the area itself.
Okay.
I have no problem with
that. Okay, so moving right along. She, meaning Caroline Giuliani, she was in monogamous relationships or trying to be in monogamous relationships, but she said, quote, "My partner loved me despite my weird wildness, while I yearned to be with someone who loved me because of it." So as a fellow writer about sex, I have to say that's a nice little turn of phrase there that has a special meaning for anyone who is into something a little bit different and who is simply tolerated by their partner, which is pretty good. It's better than being not tolerated. But it's even better if someone really appreciates you for your erotic desires.
Yeah.
And that's what Caroline realized, that that's what she wanted. And that she didn't want someone who just tolerated it. And she had broken up with this guy. And she thought, you know, I really want to use this time to explore my desire to be with different people. And that led her to couples.
No, I'm right here. Go ahead.
I'll be right back.
Pissing cart.
Never mind. I was just talking to my my fans out there. I said, I'll be right back, because we were switching cameras.
Okay. And so Caroline broke up with her boyfriend, and she realized that.
Well, at least Abe is listening.
I'm listening.
You are? Well, where are we now, Captain?
We're
in the story.
Putting you on blast.
So basically what happened is
she's doing things.
She broke up with her boyfriend,
instead of getting into a monogamous relationship.
Monogamous relationship.
Now, what is the horn? She wanted to
experiment with her time. And,
Yeah. So she realized that she wanted to, as you say, experiment with her time, to be more sexually adventurous. And so she looked around and she discovered an app called Field.
Field.
Spelled F-E-E-L-D.
Field.
And in this app, F-E-E-L-D. It's really where the sexually adventurous can go to find one another.
That's cool. I've never heard of it. I'm always looking for new sites.
Maybe you want to check it out.
Absolutely.
Field. Okay, we are not paid by Field.
Yes, this
perhaps
is not
sponsored. We should be.
We don't make.
We are not.
We don't make any money. We're fucking communists.
Field
peasants working the land.
So, yes.
I just want to know. I'm very suspicious of unicorns.
This is for people that are into maybe
swinging. I'm very old-fashioned. Swinging. Right.
Well, since when have you been a stick in the mud? We have had orgies here.
Orgies.
Yeah.
That your wife has participated in quite avidly.
I remember we took a client to a swing club in Cannes, France, when I was a fugitive.
Uh-huh.
Which was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And why do you remember that time so particularly?
Because the client is a little, and we were in the club was very tight. And this woman leaned up against him, and he felt her. I'm not trying to harass anyone. He had to be reprimanded
for that. He did harass someone.
Well, because then he turned around and he took her nipples. And he went, ah, nipples.
Yes.
And the whole club was like.
It was not a good situation.
No, not a good situation. Anyway, he was.
We had to.
Fun client.
Put him away.
Yeah, put him away. We put him away.
To the side of the party. Because he was
not being very bad. Of the house.
right. See, speaking of harassment. And yeah, I mean, that would probably be, I don't know, if squeezing a naked woman's nipples at a swing club without permission.
That be harassment?
Is that worse than touching a woman's bare back at a wedding without her permission? I don't know.
I think at a wedding, that sounds like fun.
I think they're both bad, but you know, it's hard to say which is worse.
I think a back, a bit like, you know, if you're at a wedding and your back, full back is exposed, there's a chance when you're hugging people, many people will touch your back. That's the only reason why I'm saying that. But
I see. Yeah.
Oh, right. I think a lot of people would like to touch people's back.
Yeah, but then at a swingers club or at any of
consent is
a huge thing. If you violate that, you're out.
If you have no back.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's different. Like, okay. if you don't have a back on, like, you should expect that people may brush upon your back.
Now, I just want to say something about my husband, Max, who sounds a little bit on this show, on this particular track 11, like he's like sort of pro sexual harassment or something. He is not.
No. I'm just.
And he is also.
I'm talking about
never going to touch a woman's bare back at a wedding or at a swing party.
What happened with this cop that hugged some woman on her back on her wedding day? What's going on?
How did a cop get into this?
I don't know. I heard a cop.
It was probably some dirty cop.
Anyway, I just wanted to establish that Max is really a good guy.
Okay.
A really good guy.
Wait a minute.
No, don't try to disagree with me, honey. Okay. I'm trying to super good guy.
I do want to just add one thing, that there is like a way that you can touch a back that is inappropriate. So that's why I'm like not like saying that someone is not.
Yes, is it that little tickle up the spine?
Yeah, I'm just saying that
a man can do, or a woman,
you know,
a caress.
Except for a very few men from that era, did men have that kind of sense?
This is actually the era that we're in.
I'm talking about the era where I came
from. We're in
2021.
And as far as I know, this was not super long ago. What the governor of New York has been accused of is not a super long time.
These two guys are like, they're no better than Trump. They have a different show, and they have different wrinkles.
Uh-huh.
Like he looks like more like a bulldog. Yeah.
I don't know if they're no better. I don't know that you have
no,
to
No, they're
compare.
More they're more to the to not to the far far right.
I guess they're not as racist.
No. They're both so New York, so New Yorky. They're Yorkies.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're very New York.
It's so funny how we talk about these people and their children, these celebrities. And this is why I'm not against cancel culture, because I kind of get nauseated by hearing about them as if they're royalty. I mean, we make fun of the Brits for having their royal family with good reason, because their royal family is pretty silly, especially the way they're going.
Nowadays they're like peasants in the piazza, talking about each other, and man, don't you got no manners?
Yeah. But we do the same thing with our celebrities. We kind of make them into gods and goddesses.
In the meantime, they're taking away words, one by one.
And I got an article I read that I want to bring up.
Sure.
If we want to talk about censorship.
Well, but we haven't finished talking about Carolyn Giuliani.
If you guys don't want to hear about her anymore, I don't want to talk about her anymore.
I haven't even gotten to the juicy stuff, but it's okay.
Dr. Susie,
I'll hold on
continue,
to that
please.
Story.
No,
Susie, please continue.
I'll hold on to this story.
Beg me.
All right, everybody.
Come on, down on your knees.
Come on.
You want to hear about Carolyn Giuliani's threesomes, don't you? She's pretty explicit in the way she describes some of them.
Well, I mean,
in particular, she describes a couple in which she was texting with the woman, and texting turned into sexting. The woman even identified herself as a cuck queen, which I thought was a little bit rare, but I don't know. It's kind of out there. I mean, it's not as common as cuckold, but it's out there. So this woman says, "I want to watch my boyfriend bend you over." And what I want to know is, do they know who she is? I mean, does she say, "I'm Rudy Giuliani's daughter"? Or
daughter?
Yeah,
I'm just
Does she make up a name?
I don't know.
But I
know from downtown that somebody went to her and said, "Now you're going to go in there. That's Judy Giuliani's daughter. That's who you're going to be fucking from behind."
Somebody must have told her. But anyway.
She's not wearing a name tag.
She doesn't say on her descriptions in this article that she wrote for Vanity Fair. But what she does say is very interesting to me as a sex therapist and as someone who has enjoyed participating in group sex. She says that she realized she wanted threesomes, and she found herself seducing the connection between the partners more than either of them individually. In other words, what I'm hearing is that she really enjoyed being with people in relationships, like she was kind of a sex surrogate, like kind of making them
sex
have
liaison.
This experience of opening up their relationship. And she was providing that channel for them to enjoy themselves in this way in which they would feel adventurous and yet safe. And she really, really got off on that. And I really resonated to that, could respect that, you know. I can't believe I could feel this way about a relative of Rudy Giuliani, but I got to say, this is an interesting gal.
I felt the same exact way. It's so liberating to see, you know, others liberated so publicly and it being, you know, the, you know, spread upon in the news feed. I love it.
I wish she could have been the daughter of a famous Democrat. No, I'm just kidding.
I think it's more appropriate. It shows that these conservative, you know, ideas aren't necessarily transcended to the next generation. Like majority of when you rear your children, normally they're reared like you. So it shows a hope.
And I do feel that with Rudy Giuliani, it is just ideas. Because in practice, I think he's probably some kind of swinger. Or else he's into very serial monogamy in which it overlaps a lot. And that includes cheating. And I guess if you're going to cheat versus this ethical non-monogamy, of course, I feel that ethical non-monogamy is much better, more bonobo. So Caroline goes on to say that the most engrossing sensation was feeling Oliver's palpable love for Isabella flowing through me. Wow. So Oliver was the guy, obviously. Isabella's the woman. I mean, maybe she's making these names up.
I was just looking at her picture on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's hot.
Next to her dad looks like a mad.
And yet you can see the resemblance,
oh, yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I would call him Rudy Giuliani. I'm sorry, but I would.
I like it.
Sorry, not sorry, but especially around Halloween. And yet, of course, she's really quite beautiful and very sexy. I hope she continues like this. I think she could become a sex therapist or sexologist. She's certainly a good writer. And, of course, she's got that Giuliani name.
Yeah.
She's a celebrity without even trying, you know, which is a little annoying. But at the same time,
if you use your platform well, then, yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah. And she is kind of sticking her neck out, her unicorn horn out on a limb, because I'm sure she's being slut-shamed. And there are other ways that she could capitalize on her last name. And so I appreciate that she's doing it this way. So go bonobos, Caroline Rose Giuliani.
Woo!
Pansexual.
Cheers to you.
Ethical non-monogamous.
Ethical non-monogamous. I like it.
Polly Giuliani.
And to say out in the country makes your butt sweat.
Actually, that's what the engineer at a radio station I was on in Montana said about the Dr. Susan Block show. You remember that? That's where phrase.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
Because
yeah.
They were running the show. And
Montana, Jesus.
Yeah, we were on in Montana. We were on all over the country.
Any of you guys in Montana? Huh?
We were on like 100 stations.
Montana? Whoa.
Yeah, we were all over the country, actually. Mostly in the South. Mostly in the deep South.
Mostly in conservative areas. Areas where people need to talk about sex.
Lake Charles, Louisiana?
Oh, yeah.
Lake Charles, Louisiana. I remember one night the highway patrol guy pulls over at a payphone and calls the show. He says, I was just listening. And you were doing one of your monologues. And he said, I just had to call you. There were no like cell phones.
He's doing it from a payphone.
A payphone on the side of the highway.
Whoa.
So Michael Carolus says he watched as I was chatting. Fabulous. You are just ravishing, Dr. Susie.
You are ravishing.
And he spells
Dr.
my
Susie.
Name wrong. But how's he seeing me?
He's not seeing you.
No, Facebook? He probably saw the Dumais videos.
Oh, yeah. Abe linked it. Abe linked it on our Facebook. Check out our Facebook.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cool. Okay. Well, Dr. thank Susan you, Block. Michael. But it's S U Z Y, not S U Z I. Gotta be picky.
Whoa.
Yeah, but I'm glad you like it. I'm glad you're enjoying watching Dumais squirt holy water all over me. She baptized me in that beautiful
your balls wet.
Stuff. Not mine, but I don't have any.
Crude.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, balls are cool. I talked about balls on a show because the guy was asking me about the bonobo handshake. The guy being Colibri Terre Sonnenbaum.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was a good interview.
Well, yeah, the writer.
Yeah. We both write for Counterpunch. And it was a great interview all about bonobos. And he was asking me about the bonobo handshake, which I heard that phrase actually from Vanessa Woods, who wrote a book by that name. And it is about what bonobos do to greet each other, which is grab each other by the balls. Nicely. I mean, usually nicely.
You
grab
just
each other by the balls.
Yeah. Right? Did that bother you? Max, you're very jumpy tonight. Right?
It's okay, but that doesn't mean that these poor bonobos 20 years from now.
Well, now consent's a thing amongst people, but amongst the bonobos.
Oh, you're
going to
accuse bonobos of sexual harassment now?
Well, they're going around.
This is their society. We are not recommending you do this to each other. Yeah. It is interesting,
Keep
though.
Your hands to yourself.
And it is what humans used to do.
Right. Keep your hands in your pants.
It's right in the Bible.
I have consent with
the
my
The Old Testament.
Yes.
And you know why it's called the Old Testament.
Whoa.
And why that is the same root as testicles.
All right, you
because
all ready for this?
Back in Bible times, when they swore an oath, they wouldn't put their hand on the Bible because they didn't have a Bible. They put their hand on their family jewels and say, I swear on your children that I will keep my promise. And
if not,
your children can come after me, basically, is the idea. If I harm you, may your children come after.
If not, it's going to be so generations of hate.
See, when in the Bible they would say things like, he put his hand on his thigh. Well, they didn't put their hand on no thigh. Thigh is a euphemism.
Thighs are
for
boring.
Balls.
Oh, they're all right.
That's where they would put the hand. And that is what it means when we say, I testify.
I testify.
Because I'm putting my hand on your testicles.
Wow.
Or the Old Testament.
If I ever take
or the
an
New
oath
Testament.
Again.
Yeah.
If I ever take an oath again, man, Dr. Susie, I'm going to have to think of balls.
You think of balls because that's what it's all about.
You just grab them.
You could say, I don't want to testify
because
I'm a woman and I want to vulvify right now.
Vulvify.
I'm going to vulvify.
Vulvify, people.
Yeah.
I say vulvify.
Yeah. Vulvify.
Electric.
So we talked about that on Colibri's wonderful show.
Can't wait.
Yeah, that was a good interview. I saw that.
Yeah.
I was listening. Yeah.
So we've almost spent this whole show hardly talking about Trump. It's great.
Isn't that so refreshing?
Hello, hello. That yes.
feels so
I just wanted
good.
To point that out.
Oh, yeah. It feels so good.
Yeah, baby. I also want to point out, speaking of Counterpunch, that y'all should read a piece by a guy with pizza in his name. So, Max, you should like this.
Wait, okay.
I saw you straighten pizza. Up. You heard pizza.
His
name is
I'm like
Sam
a dog
Pizzagatti. Pizzagatti. And he's talking about we got to have a wealth tax for the rich.
Right.
This show is called Fuck the Rich because, you know, it's better to be fucked than eaten.
Yeah.
And it's certainly better to be taxed, maybe along with fucked. And we need to have a wealth tax. And they say we can't have a wealth tax. But the fact is we already have a wealth tax. It's just mostly on the middle class and the poor. And it's called real estate, property taxes. And everybody already pays property taxes. And if you don't own property, you pay rent, which means indirectly, you're paying a property tax.
Pretty
you're
directly.
Helping to pay the
Here,
property
give
tax.
This to the bank.
So the wealthy also pay this property tax. But here's the kicker. Their wealth is so vast, property even among the ones that own dozens and dozens of homes and properties, property is only a very small amount. Most of their billions, most of their financial assets are in stocks and bonds. And that's what's not taxed. That's the wealth plus other stuff like yachts, I guess, you know. But
oh, no, those are business necessities.
Yeah,
starting.
Right. And then there's the loophole. We can't get away with no loopholes when we're paying our real estate tax, which includes paying our rent. So
we have actually paid off quite a few buildings.
You wealthy guys, you rich, get fucked before you're going to get eaten. And you need to pay a wealth tax. You really do.
Here, I agree with that. Oh, and we also have some Redditors. I hear some AAJAS asked who's on my shirt. I have Frida Kahlo.
Oh,
Mexican
Frida Kahlo.
On my shirt.
Frida Kahlo. Yeah, baby. Great artist. Very sexy art.
Mary.
Hello.
Hi.
I just took a little trip. Once in a while, I have flashbacks from acid to literally.
Ooh, that's awesome. Yeah. Art on acid is
yeah,
awesome.
And by the way, Caroline Rose Giuliani has taken some ecstasy.
Uh-huh.
And she's not shy about admitting to that either.
Well,
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I'll confess also then.
I'm jealous.
I guess it's okay to confess.
She is quite an adventurer.
I did.
She's a girl after my heart. She's not a girl exactly. I mean, she's 31, but, you know,
I just saw her belly button.
Yeah.
Her belly button.
Thank you for pointing that out.
No, it's just right there. It's on
so
the.
Erotic.
Let me see the belly button here. Abe,
right
can
there.
You show me? I would like to see.
I
don't see her belly button.
I see it's right under that writing.
You don't see her belly button. She's got an Ossoff tank top on.
Right. If you look,
because she's a Democrat, despite her dad, or maybe because of her dad. You know, I'm not sure. I guess she's kind of a rebel.
You know who was also a Democrat? Anthony Weiner.
Anthony Weiner. Now, you know, I don't know that I would bring him up along with her.
No, they're just both from New York. That's the only reason I brought them up. So.
Yeah.
That's the only connection.
I wouldn't associate the two.
Well, I guess they both
they probably
could be associated
with
sex
kinky,
in some
kinky.
Way.
They probably went to the same kinky parties.
But, I mean, Anthony Weiner did some really stupid stuff. From what I can see, Miss Caroline Rose Giuliani has not done stupid stuff, I'm going to say. I'm going to stick my neck out and hope not to get guillotined by the mob. But I think she's pretty cool, you know? And hey, he is kind of, well, gross, disgusting. I mean, in a visceral way, hair dye leaking down his face while he's trying to defend this awful tyrant lunatic baby. And the lies.
The lies.
Aye. Aye, aye, aye.
He's so, you know.
But.
I didn't do it this before, but it's a, he's Italian, I'm Italian, so I can say whatever I want.
Okay.
About him, and I didn't say
I don't
anything.
Know if I can say whatever I want about the Jews. I don't know if that's part of the contract. I don't think so. I don't know if Abe can say whatever he wants about.
About Mexico.
They have a
you know what? Family rules?
You know what? The chat rooms, they all want you to kind of do that for you.
Yeah.
You know, they want you to like. We can't say it, so you have to say it.
You have to say it. Like today on Twitter, it was in terms of Mexico. Speedy Gonzalez. Is Speedy Gonzalez okay?
That's fine. I like it.
You like it. I grew up with it myself.
That's like a phrase.
But I don't know. I don't know.
Speedy
they,
Gonzalez.
They defended it. In general, the mob said, yes, we like Speedy Gonzalez.
Wait,
there were some people that didn't like him and thought it was racist against Mexicans.
It didn't get Dr. Seuss?
Some cancelers?
No, it did not get canceled.
Huffers.
It did not. That was
Huffers.
The thing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Dr. Seuss. Mostly Dr.
People.
Seuss is out there. But that guy, Kevin McCarthy, reading Green Eggs and Ham. Oh, my God. That was awful.
That was terrible.
That was.
So we're almost done. We have
boring.
A few minutes. So.
Okay. We're feeling better. Obviously, you were in terrible pain last week from the vaccine. We have gotten our vaccines. We are going to get the second shot. In I don't know a little while,
a little bit, not tonight,
but we are better.
Yeah.
We have managed our pain with pleasure,
right.
Not too many opioids, maybe a few, mostly massages and kisses on
no
the back,
jobs,
and weed,
a little fuckling.
Yes, we did do some of that. Yeah, that was amazing.
That was nice. Yeah. Some hugging.
Those of you who heard us crying out, that was in pleasure, not pain.
Yeah, I have a special, like when I get in bed at night, and I turn around and I turn up sort of on my back, I have this thing that comes and kisses me.
Thing? Are you getting back at me?
No.
I am the thing.
That's the thing.
I'm the kissing bandit.
I love you, darling.
I love you, too.
Hey,
So you discovered your long-lost relatives over the past few days.
You found your
Aunt Anna Nunu Filangieri and Uncle Carlo.
Yeah. And discovered this new family member who I'm now connected to, the boys.
The boys.
Yeah.
Phil and Jerry boys.
Yeah. The boys.
Right. But your famous guy he was quite impressive, Uncle Carlo. He married into the Phil and Jerry family.
Yeah,
and you grew up when you were young, you would go visit them and they were very slim and very old and they lasted into their 90s and that's because they would give you lunch of a pea. And
oh, yeah, my aunt and uncle.
Like three grains
of rice.
They
were like two bags of bones.
Mm-hmm.
But they were great people and very nice painters. And they
very nice.
They held theater at the main villa. They had a theater, an actual theater. And this gentleman sent me a picture of my grandmother.
Yes, your grandmother.
For this play.
Right.
Yeah.
Grandmother Phil and Jerry.
Yeah.
And her daughter was Anna, as right. well as your mother,
right.
And your other aunt, and your uncle Carlo was Jewish, and
right.
he was in the resistance, and he was in a concentration camp for a little while. And he got out of there somehow by showing them that he could paint.
Right, right. Yeah, they arrested him as a Jew. And he said, no. I'm not Jewish.
Well, I would say I wasn't either if I was faced by Nazis.
I'm a painter.
That's where lying is definitely a good idea.
That's me. I'm a painter.
Yes.
I'm an artist.
Yeah, an artist. So the German soldier says, ah.
Paint me a picture.
Paint me a picture of me.
Right.
Paint me a portrait.
And the guy says, sure.
Yeah. What does he think, a Jew can't paint?
Right. And they go, okay, get out of here.
Yeah. And he let him go.
He let him go.
What do they think? A Jew campaign?
No, I don't know if it was even that. I think he just thought, I don't want to kill you because you can paint.
I don't think there's been any studies done on that.
Who knows?
Whether Jews can paint.
Well, that's true.
I think it's a subject that should be looked at in the future.
Chagall.
Yeah, when we have, you know, more funding.
He could paint.
We need more funding. By the way, speaking of funding, you need to download some cash somewhere on our sites.
Yeah.
Most of it is free, you know. But if you love me, if you love her, if you love her, if you love Corona, not Corona Vibe, Corona Beer, if you love life, then we'd like to contribute to your life, and you should contribute to our life. And one other thing that I want to say, and I want to say this every week, and I hear this all the time, and I get very, very upset by it. The few rotten apples in the police departments.
I think it's one big rotten apple tree.
Where are the good cops in this barrel? If you're a good cop, you should be standing up. We don't need additional. We don't need any of that. We need ethics. Some kind of ethic, no matter who you are.
There are a few good ones.
Yeah, right.
They're all my clients.
Yeah, those are good.
For sex therapy.
I like those.
Right. No, I mean, they are thoughtful. They're calling and they're talking about stuff. We're about to pull in on track 11. It's FDR.
Oh, we're 3 minutes late.
Durich.
I say, let's get Mussolini back and get these trains.
The bonobo way. So make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is Caroline Giuliani. I love you. And I love you too, Caroline.
And I love you.
Mwah.
You love me?
I love you.
Okay. Deal's done.
Woo!
Well, I thought that was a good show.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.